Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Historically, the biggest fear that people have has always been the fear of heights. That's the number one thing.
I don't know what it is. When I get up there and I'm on the roof or something, I'm along the edge, I think to myself, what if I just fell? What if I fell?
It's common.
That's not a real way to feel.
It's Anna and Raven. Actually, I've always had a fear of heights, too. I've done a lot of things trying to get over it. I jumped off a skyscraper one time. I rappelled off it.
How'd that work? That make you feel better?
Just thinking about it, I feel it in my chest. Like, I got... you breathe in and my chest gets tight. I just remember standing there and the guy's like, you can go now. And I'm like... I don't want to go.
Remember I told you I watched that mountaineering documentary?
Oh, yeah.
I sweat the entire time I watched the show. I was on my couch.
Right.
I was on my couch.
Ironically, both of us share, like, the fear of heights, but the second most common fear historically has been the fear of public speaking.
Oh, keep me away from that.
Which I find that to be ironic since... that's kind of what we do every single day.
Yeah, we live for it.
Right.
I mean, keep us to shut up. That would be a big challenge.
Yeah, other biggest fears, the fear of flying, enclosed spaces, insects, snakes, fear of dying, obviously.
I mean, that one doesn't even seem real.
But guess what?
Okay.
COVID has changed all of that.
Oh, I love it. A big reveal. What's the biggest fear now?
So a study found that the most Googled fear this year was anthropophobia. What is it?
I have no idea. Please explain to me.
Anthropophobia
is the fear of other people.
I mean,
people are afraid of each other.
I thought you were going to make the robot actually explain it. You wanted to make sure that you pronounced it correctly.
Anthropophobia.
Okay, you try saying that 5 times fast.
Anthropophobia.
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 All right, it's
anthropophobia.
The fear of, all right, stop it. It's the fear of people.
Anthropophobia.
Stop it.
Okay, yes, it is. It's the fear of other people. And that has become so evident here in 2020 because you got to stay 6 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized this the other night. The other night I went to a socially distant gathering for Halloween.
Sure.
And we were outside. Everyone had their masks on. And it was neighbors I haven't seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, so do you go into work?
You were asking questions like that from a distance away.
Right.
You can't lean in and be like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. You can't do that.
How often do you go to the grocery store?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you wear your mask all the time?
You know, it's amazing because I have a lot of people around me that complain about the fact that the bar is still, like, you know, technically a bar itself is not open, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
You can go and you can sit and if you've got dividers and stuff, but just standing at a bar with other people and yet... some of those same people, if they get together and there's a group of people, as soon as people start drinking, they start to get paranoid. They go, wow, the behavior really does change. I go, wow, maybe the governors aren't the worst people on the planet.
2020 has brought a new fear, a fear of other people. Now, of course, there's a lot of people that are, they're kind of normally that way anyway. They don't like social interaction. So
Don't get in my personal space.
Yeah. But the fact that so many people that never had this fear all of a sudden now have this fear is pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know what's confusing, too, is I think a fear like this, it grows, right? A fear like this grows. Certain fears, you can, you know, you acknowledge it, and then you can move on. You just say, that's not real. But other ones, they grow. That's the thing with a phobia, right?
500% up from last year.
Wow.
That's
growing.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What's your biggest fear? And is it the fear of people? You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. For the first time in a long time, the fear of heights is no longer the biggest fear that people have.
Oh my gosh. What is it now, Anna Zapp?
According to Google searches, the newest biggest fear is
anthropophobia.
It's the fear of other people.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, COVID. Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. But what's your biggest fear? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
My biggest fear is I can't be in an elevator. It's absolutely, I'm claustrophobic, and that's the biggest fear I have. But I am now fearful of people.
Yeah. Mm. Would you rather have to be in a room full of people or an elevator?
A room full of people. The elevator's still the biggest.
What if you had to get in an elevator full of people to get to a room full of people for something you really needed? Would you just be like, no, I don't need it that bad?
I will wait until the elevator's empty.
Some things are not worth trying to do.
Forget it.
Know thyself.
The stairs, yeah.
Right.
We asked around the office what people's biggest fears were.
Losing a loved one.
I mean, doesn't everybody have that
fear? I mean, that's a clear one. That's kind of a cop-out.
You know when I have that biggest fear when I'm going away on vacation?
Yeah.
Because I'm always afraid that somebody's going to die and they're not going to tell me because I'm on vacation and they don't want to ruin my vacation.
Oh, that's a real thing,
and
actually.
Every time I go away, I'm like, is somebody dying at home and no one's telling me? Like, what's wrong with me?
That's unnatural. Right.
Psychopath.
I mean, but that clearly, you know, whoever you're asking, that's the answer they give. They just don't want to talk to more people.
Yeah. These two fears actually kind of go hand in hand.
Mm. Drowning. One time at the beach, I got trampled by someone when I was little and ended up underwater for a while.
A lot of people are afraid of drowning.
Yeah.
But this I thought was interesting.
My biggest fear would have to be the ocean. There are just too many things in there that we don't know of yet. Sharks, orcas. Ugh, too much.
I mean, we know about both of those things that you mentioned, but I get what you're saying there.
There's
so many creatures in there we don't know about. Here's three creatures that we all know about.
A lot about.
Right.
Like entire Shark Week specials.
Right.
But
the deep ocean scares me too. That's one of mine too. You would never find me, even if I owned a super yacht. I always talk about this. Like if I won the Powerball, I'm buying a super yacht because I want my own country, but there's got to be a helicopter on there because I'm not swimming ashore. I'm not getting on one of them little dinghy boats. Forget that.
If you have a super yacht, you could probably just drive it to shore.
No, I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, really?
Either way, I'm not diving off the back of that thing. I can tell you that.
I have a fear of drowning, too. And same thing with me. When I was younger, I got pulled under by a wave. Actually, when I was visiting family in Italy. And it stays with you. If
sure.
you have an experience like that, like, you never forget that.
Right?
It sounds weird, but peacocks. I was stalked once by one at the San Diego Zoo in California. And every time I see them, they just look super mean. So, peacocks.
They are aggressive.
They're so mad. For
some reason, though, they're so much more fun when you're drunk in Mexico.
What?
They come up to you at the resort. You're just like, I'm not bothered by that guy.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all over the place down
there. Paul got attacked by a peacock at a local nature museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll never forget it because I was laughing and videoing.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, no, he's in peril.
Yeah.
And I need to help him.
Right. And he's actually in danger. Right.
Yeah.
The peacock couldn't stand his masculinity. It was too much for them.
Right.
when it's dark and you turn the light on and right over there is a large spider.
like he's been waiting for you.
Right.
And he's just like, turn that light back up. You're all mine, bro.
Oh,
you're
good.
All mine.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.